Fitzy and Whipper.
You dropped this yesterday. Massive announcement, Whip. Indiana Jones 5's coming out.
Dr. Jones, hold on to your potatoes.
It's not, you know what?
Remember Shorty in Temple of Doom?
Yeah. Dr. Jones.
Prepare to meet Ghali.
No, he not nuts.
In hell.
You know when he cuts the bridge at the end, but he's got the rocks in his pocket?
An amazing
love
franchise. Spielberg's going to be doing it again.
Sarah,
have a crack. How old do you reckon Harrison Ford is?
I think he's 79, isn't he?
Oh, jeez, you're blown there, mate. Well, you reckon he's nudging 80?
Do you actually know the answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say 73.
I'd go with 73 because we Googled it earlier.
that's cheating. I got close.
That's all right. You're late to the party.
Well, he is a bit old, and I don't think they're spending as much money. I think he's actually doing the new theme. Harrison Ford's whistling it.
Yeah, right. I don't think he knows he's in the film.
The old man whistle there. There were some great suggestions coming in for the new name of Indiana Jones yesterday. Indiana Jones and the Worthless Son that no one asked for.
Aww.
Indiana Jones and the afternoon nap.
Oh, yep, that'd be me.
Indiana Jones and the kids that won't get off the lawn. Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Metamucil.
Oh, sure.
Indiana Jones, the search for more crown mints.
That's not bad.
And this is my favourite. Indiana Jones and the never-ending story about when things made sense and kids respected their elders.
No, oh, isn't that rude?
We do have he is getting a bit old, Harrison Ford.
Well, I'm surprised he's still going.
Because I'm trying to think. I mean, you know what? He's got the Lost Ark. Yep. He had the Temple of Doom.
What was the last one? The Crystal Skull?
Crystal Skull. What could he be chasing these days? It's not as action-packed as you think it is.
Right.
Here's a scene from the movie.
Dr. Jones, you will take your medication right now. Dr. Jones, jeez. You've left a Temple of Doom in the bed.
Is that it? Hang on a minute. So the movie starts at a nursing home where he's fouled his sheets. Is that right?
How's he going to get out of this one, guys?
Oh, what a sticky mess. God, I don't want to bring the mood down because Thursday's such a fun show. Oh, God, heartbreaking. News overnight, you would have seen this. News.com.au. Story headline reads, Biggest Loser star Fiona Faulkner finds love on eHarmony.
Oh, no.
Feels like you're learning.
Well, that's positive.
Is it, mate?
It is.
Is it for who?
Well, she's been looking for love for a long time, and it's good to see that she's happy.
Looks like George Michael.
Does he?
Yeah, look, just here. I mean, he's having a laugh.
He's got a... quite a good looking lad.
She's laughing.
Yeah, I know. Just when a team member here drags out his A game, puts his best foot forward and says, hey, why don't we catch up for a drink?
With Fiona Faulkner.
And she finds love elsewhere, made it a group. This headline must hurt.
Is that real?
I know you're hurt. What's sad? Keep going. It's sad. Sad
really?
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. Like you missed this one overnight, did you?
How
hard did you try? Because you did reach out.
Well, I yesterday reached out again, and I honestly didn't know about that, and that makes a bit more sense, but you don't know the full amount of what I reached out, because what? I sent Whipper a text message to her reply.
Yeah.
But that didn't include the first bit.
What was it? What was the first bit?
Well, I put the date offer on the table to her. I wrote to her, and I said, hey, because we haven't written for a little while, and I said, look, I'm going to go large or go home. I would like to lock in the
that's
date.
Not good to someone who battles with their weight.
Yeah. Oh. She doesn't anymore. Oh. And she runs a successful 12-week program.
And I said, look...
Tomato, whips.
You know, I thought there are two schools of thought. You know, I can catch up for a coffee, or what I'd really like to do is organise a seaplane, fly you up to Jonah's and take you for dinner.
You didn't really do that.
That's a great idea.
That is so desperate.
Word for word.
Keynote.
I thought
this would show you that I'm not mucking about or just doing this for...
Yeah, sure.
Good idea.
She said, hey...
This is awesome.
She said, who's this?
What's your name so I can put it on the AVO?
Hang on. This is good. This is good.
She wrote back. She said, I'm still under contract as an ambassador for eHarmony. I did see Nova as a sponsor of the races on Saturday. Will you be there?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you're actually... This is good. I said, unfortunately, I'm away this weekend on a family holiday. That's all I said, thinking, you know, that's fine, we're on. And she said, shame, but I'm in the early stages of dating someone. We'll have to see how it plays out. Have fun in Nelson Bay.
Feels like you're learning.
about life the hard way.
I am learning.
Hey, you know what? You know
the
what?
Daily, though? The news.com.au.
Yeah, read a paper, Matt DeGroote. MDG. God, it was everywhere.
You're what about
hang
me?
On, hang on, hang on,
that
hang
happened
on.
Yesterday. Hang on, oh, that's hang on, so hang on. Bad. Timing.
This is a man who puts his heart forward, all right? He wears it on his sleeve. You're obviously desperate to date someone with a profile.
Oh, no.
If you are anybody that has a slight profile listening right now, you need to be female.
Rubbish.
He's a heterosexual
no,
man.
No,
if you are slightly
no.
famous in any way, 13-24-10, Matt will take
no,
you on the seaplane
no,
for lunch at
no.
Jonah's.
Dinner.
All right? Dinner's fine. All right? So if you're listening right now, maybe you've been on The Bachelor, you've hosted another show.
Big Brother years ago.
It doesn't matter if you're out there. No, 13, 24, 10.
I don't think it's over yet, though, mate. I think you're still in the air.
She looks fairly loved up.
She looks very happy, Matt. I'd give it up.
Hey, can I kick this off? How's... Mm-hmm. George Lucas is in Australia at the moment, the man that owns, well, he sold Star Wars. Do you know his estimated worth is $5 billion?
But he made more from the figurines, didn't he?
Well, it was all the merchandise.
Yeah.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Fascinating.
And then he sold it to Disney, right? So he's worth $5 billion. He was spotted yesterday eating noodles in a food court in Adelaide.
Amazing.
Isn't that great? But no one was really going up to him.
You probably wouldn't think it was him.
No.
Because the girl who took the photo, I saw that on Instagram, who started it all, she knew who it was, but I think she was pretty shocked.
Yeah.
Because he's just sitting there reading the paper.
Yeah.
Noodles and a Diet Coke.
If he ordered a falafel or something like that, would you go up to him and say, I'll bring it over to your table?
Yeah.
And then go, George, I am your falafel.
Oh. And I would give him permission to punch you.
Or may the falafel be with you.
Oh, wow. That is. Hang on a minute.
May the fork be with you. Oh. Hand him some cutlery.
Watch your language.
Thank you.
That is, whoa, a bit over the top.
Oh, did you guys... You're an idiot.
I'm not laughing, I'm sneezing.
You're sneezing. Did you guys see this research, which I don't think will concern you, but has me very worried, that apparently the light on your phone could be causing early aging?
Yeah, that's if you're doing selfies with a flash, yeah? Or is it just the light that you get?
Just the light looking at your phone.
Give me a break.
Is it because, do you think it's because you're then squinting to look at your phone? I'm never touching my phone.
Do you know
again.
The other thing too, Sarah? I was watching a report on the impact of your mobile phone. Mm. Not only are they suggesting people will have hooked thumbs in the future because your finger's always doing that, but the fact that you're always looking down, that hunch that it gives you on your back, that
cheeseburger neck.
Cheeseburger neck.
Yeah, I went to uni with a guy who had cheeseburger neck, but he was really fat. But it
looks
like
cheeseburger neck.
It looks like someone's punched a cheeseburger through your neck.
That's a bit different to using your mobile phone. That's just someone with a fat neck.
That's how do you get a cheeseburger neck just by looking at your phone?
Because you lean over, so you get a bit of a
hunched.
Hump.
Yeah. You got a hump. Yeah. My lovely lady lumps. Check it out. Can we talk about these beauties that have been revealed for The Bachelor? I mean, don't get me wrong. I may have criticised the other day the decision to go with Richie because I felt like we know Richie. We saw Richie, pretty quiet guy, nice guy. Do I want to get to know Richie anymore? Probably not. But now I'm fired up because I've seen some of the girls going in. This is exciting. One of them does look like Lara Bingle, which is great for the game. This one, Kira Lee, in the paper this morning, you'll see in Confidential, she's quoted as saying, I pretty much walk around my house nude. You can see her there.
No, you don't.
With sheets covering a private part.
She is smoking hot, but no, you don't.
She was a Zoo Weekly model, promo girl.
Yep, Kira Lee Morris, her name is.
The old promo girls at the nightclubs, I feel sorry for them sometimes.
Do you want a Carlton Cold or a packet of cigarettes?
Yeah, when you're standing there with a little test tube of Midori, and there's guys that just get tanked, that just are relentless.
Can I get a hat with that as well?
I just feel for those girls.
Sam,
so go on The Bachelor.
19 girls.
Yes.
Would you do it?
Never.
Why not?
Because you see how mental they all go.
Yeah, but Sarah, it's about finding love. Don't worry about the other girls. You sit down with Richie, you look into his eyes, he takes his top off. Oh my God, there's six abs next to me.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You got to ignore the rest of the girls when it's one-on-one. Forget the cameras, forget the production crew, forget that you're in a hired house and there's 6 million people around you. It's just you and Richie.
No.
Would you make out on TV?
That would be awkward because I would think that my dad would be watching, but he'd be watching to be supportive and then he'd be really disappointed he had to see me making out with a bloke. I remember at my 21st, he caught me because some friends locked me on a balcony with a guy that I liked. And so we were making out and then I looked up and there's dad at the window because one of them had brought him over. And I was like, this is so uncomfortable.
It's the worst, isn't it?
Your dad's like Osher Gunsberg.
Not really.
Yeah, just watching on the whole time while Richie makes out with
so
people.
Creepy.
No, I
Your
don't
dad
think...
is Osher.
No, is I don't think the old man is watching his daughter pash on with a bloke too much.
How long was he watching for? Like
a minute, and then he walked off.
For a minute's a long time to watch your daughter
Oh,
make
not
out.
That long then. It was short. It was literally, he saw it and he walked off and everyone was giggling. And I thought, this
weird.
Is so childish.
Were you allowed to bring boyfriends home to the house?
No. God, no.
No.
No way.
What, was that the blanket rule for everyone in the house, even your brother Hamish?
No, by the time, because I'm one of four, by the time you get to the fourth and he's a boy, all bets are off.
Okay, right. Because I've been thinking about that too with my boys. Because it was the same. You were the same, Whippy. You weren't allowed to bring a girlfriend. I wasn't never allowed to bring a girlfriend home.
No. It was weird. And I remember one time a girl, Hannah, stayed over. And then mum and dad the next morning, like Hannah came downstairs, met the family.
That's so awkward.
She was your cousin, so they knew her already.
She was there from Christmas. It was Boxing Day. And then she left, and then mum pulled me aside and said, why did she stay? What was that girl doing staying?
Oh,
don't make me tell you what.
Did you wet your bed that night?
Yeah,
or
I did.
Did she get to see the butterfly enclosure?
She did. No, I was grown up by then. I was past the age of the butterfly that Dad built. It was a wonderful enclosure.
Okay,
Hannah didn't see it.
Do you know what? There's so many paparazzi that are parked out of this bachelor house anyway. So, you know what? We're probably going to find out all these girls before the show actually starts. But if anyone does know, you can remain anonymous. Give us a call, 13 24 10.
Test. And now it's time for Tom, the overweight-looking Russell Brand producer. Tom time.
Do your parents listen to this show?
Sometimes they do.
Because your mum, like, if there's a mention of the show in the paper, your mum,
yes,
Rosemary, she cuts it out, doesn't she?
And sends it to me in the post.
Hey, Tom.
So thank you, Mum.
How's your sister going? Because you had your sister's wedding recently.
Yes.
And what was it, what did they do for a hen's night?
They went on a bushwalk and had a latte at a local coffee house.
Are they still together, her and her husband?
Her and Bradda are still going strong. They're not nerds. They're both scientists.
A bushwalk friends party?
Well, they love nature.
Maybe and it's a euphemism.
Hey, what about the night? What
Sometimes
about her wedding
my
night?
Sister listens.
You stayed in the room next to her on her wedding night.
Yes, I did, Whipper.
Okay, Tom.
I think we've covered all of this on a previous program.
Did they see a black panther?
Very good.
A bloke called Black Panther on the bushwalk?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what I've got here, for anyone else who cares to
out of wax for the wedding night.
Okay.
That's fine.
Please don't play sound effects about my sister's
Poor Lucy. Poor Lucy Harvey. Look, there's some koalas for their ears anyway. This is a good bushwalk.
Stop!
That's my sister, you rude pig.
Well, okay. Hang on a minute, Fitzy. We're about to be bashed in Tom time, so we might as well warm it up.
Let's get into it. I have three incriminating questions. The answer is either Fitzy or Whipper. Let's go to Amanda from Barton Ridge. Good morning.
Morning. How are you, Tom?
Yep, superb. Thanks, Amanda. Straight into it. Good luck. I hope you win the Madonna tickets. Question number one. Who is telling anyone who will listen that he gets his hair cut by the same barber who cuts Malcolm Turnbull's hair? Is that Fitzy or is that Whipper?
Ooh. Whipper?
Whipper is correct.
Yeah, that's just... Amanda,
you
Amanda.
Are telling everyone.
Tom, that's stupid. Fitzy doesn't have hair. So, I mean, there's only one of us that goes for a haircut.
That's true. And I saw your one the other day, Whipper.
Looks
I
good,
like
doesn't it.
It,
Amanda? Thanks.
A bit like Kim Jong-il? Kim Jong-un.
That's
who did we
funny.
Go with?
I don't know. It's like Malcolm Turnbull's, mate. Two great leaders. Yeah, okay? Just big shout out to Brian the Barber this morning.
You what, we need a nuclear test on that haircut.
Question number two. Good luck, Amanda. During the Pyrmont to Parramatta walk that we did for the Cancer Council last week, we swung past Rydalmere Public School. Now, who out of Fitz and Whipper was absolutely devastated that they had no idea what his name was? Was that Fitzy who was devastated, or was that Whipper?
Whipper?
It's actually Fitzy. No, have a listen
good
to this.
Good morning, Rydalmere Public School.
Good morning.
Ha 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 ha! Just a real cut through there. So, and that means...
Okay.
We now go...
Talise
in Castlemount. Good morning.
All right, now this is the deal. Talise, if you get this correct, you win the Madonna tickets. If you don't, Megan from Blacktown, she comes in and scoops them up without even answering a question.
No.
So, Talise, good luck.
Here we go. Tom time.
Who thinks that it's okay to refer to other staff members as Tubby?
Whipper
is correct.
Talise, I mean, we're celebrating, but let's straighten it out at the same time. I would never, ever, and do not think it's okay to call another staff member here at Nova Tubby.
Talise, let me say, he doesn't call other people, it's just me.
Sarah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Isn't it?
Talise, it was one of those moments where, like you'd say, cuddly or bubbly or tubby, cuddly, bubbly.
Hey, cute. Tubby, what are you doing under the desk?
It's a fair question.
I was finding a PowerPoint.
Yes.
Portly. Portly. Morbidly.
Portly? Yep. No. My grandma used to call me a little bit Pudney.
Oh,
Pudney.
So we can go with Pudney.
No, we really can't. I'm just expressing some childhood anguish on air.
Sure. Hey, Talise, you've won 2 tickets to Madonna. Well done, love.
Thank you so much.
Talise, that's so exciting. That is so
exciting. Is there still
so
tickets left? LiveNation.com.au, Tom?
That's absolutely correct, Fitzy. But more tickets on the show tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeehaw.
Sarah's, Mariah Carey, James Packer. We got wedding details
or
what?
We do. Yeah, 50 guests. That's all they're having. And
How would they know now?
Well,
how would they know?
Because one of their insiders has told us.
Oh, come on. As if they'd even know who they're inviting.
Well, you would only just go family if it's 50 people. Well, that's
does not. Erica Baxter get one?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Does Seal get one?
Oh, what do you reckon? No, my ex-wife can't come, but her boyfriend can come.
Well, you can guarantee that... Well, you know that none of Mariah Carey's family are coming.
Well,
because hasn't she got a dying sister and she can't even pay her medical fees?
Yeah, she's not paying her bills and she's not answering her brother's emails.
Think it's a free feed, would
so
you,
so maybe she can invite some friends instead. She's got a few exes, though. Maybe they'll get invited.
Well, she should invite her brother, Wayne.
Anyway, so 50 guests on one of the islands in the Caribbean. She's going to be... It'll be in summer, so their summer, which is about June, they're saying. James Packer has hired a private $250 million resort with Robert De Niro, because obviously he and James are very close. So he'll be invited, and everyone will be flown in on private jets.
Leo will be there too.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well,
remember the campaign for Macau for the crown?
Leo doesn't want to rock up to a wedding like that, mate.
He's into it.
Sadly, we won't be seeing it, though. Her E-series, Mariah's World, the reality show I was telling you guys about, it got the green light. It's 100% happening, but it's not going to be in that because James is not happy that she's doing it.
Fair call. Okay, let's remember, too, prediction, pregnancy, 2016, Mariah Carey.
That's a big one.
You heard it here first.
Madonna, still upsetting fans. She's in Brizzy. She's arrived late on stage
for her concert
last night. I think she is having a bit of a holiday. Swigging from fans' hip flasks. Wasn't she doing that the other night?
Yep.
Bad story.
So what time? Okay, because, you know, she's got a Sydney show coming up. What time did she rock up?
Well, last night it was about 11:30, and people were on Twitter having a bit of a go, and one woman saying, you know, I'm a mum with a babysitter. I've got to go.
Give everyone the heads up. Madonna, what's the issue? If you're 2 hours late, just say sorry. Guys, caught in traffic. Starting at 11 tonight.
Have you been to a band where they've rocked up late?
I don't think so.
Because it's the worst. Because you have the warm up act, right? And then you wait. You get your drink, and you're going, okay, let's do this. You stand there, and you wait, and then you wait, and you wait. Then people start booing. It gets worse and worse. 2 hours. Imagine 2 hours.
I'd be out of there.
I'd still be going to a gig when she gets to Sydney, but I'm not going to be happy if it's 11:30. Anyway, one for you, Whips. Michael Jackson.
I thought we deleted that.
I thought we did too.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's 3 kids are going to inherit $1.74 billion when they turn 30.
That's unbelievable. Well, the Jackson clan just sold their rights that they had with Sony Music,
that's
Sarah,
exactly
for $750 million, if you don't mind me contributing to
your
E! News segment as a Jackson fan.
So the trust fund, 30 years of age.
30.
Would you be a bit shattered that you had to wait until you were 30?
I think so, but then they're looked after by the grandma, Catherine.
Catherine.
And she's got a huge chunk of it as well, which she'll then pass on to these kids when she passes away. So I'd say they're pretty well looked
after. So what are we looking at? We got Paris,
Prince,
and Blanket. So Blanket's going to be a billionaire.
Oh. Maybe they can buy a name change.
Duna.
Oh, he's going for the Duna man. Oh. Amazing. I mean, one of them's really awkward too. Which one's that?
I think they're all really awkward.
Is Blanket a girl or a boy?
I don't know
remember.
Either.
I'm not no, gonna, I think Blanket I don't know, is mate. A boy.
I'm not going to spend my life being a colour.
Only Paris is a girl. Prince and Blanket are boys.
Are they?
Oh, just you go don't with it, know.
The Golden Slipper, the Longines Rose Hill Golden Slipper. It's a great time to put on a frock and your best bag of fruit and get out to Rose Hill because it is a magnificent day and this young lady is the ambassador for the Longines Golden Slipper Day, Rachel Griffiths. Welcome to the show, Rach.
Hello.
Oh, look, first question. What are you wearing to the races on Saturday?
this is my response. I'm definitely wearing undies. That's my number one rule.
Good start.
And I'm wearing undies and my long jeans timepiece. That's all I'm saying.
It's a timepiece. It's an instrument because, I mean, there was controversy last spring carnival that the midriff was too much on show.
The midriff?
Yeah, that's what I wore.
I don't know. I do look back at my 20-something and go, you know, as a lady who's had three babies, I go, honey, if you've got it, flaunt it.
Can I give you a positive story about the weekend, though? All right, yeah. Let's talk horse.
Pause me out.
Okay, the Golden Slipper, right? The favourite in the race is a horse called Extreme Choice.
Yeah, little Victorian.
It's a Victorian, but how's this? This is an amazing story. There's two mates. Their names are Louis Gonzi and Mark Wilkins. They're two blokes from Tasmania. They bought 5% share in this horse, right?
Yeah.
They've already sold half of that share for $500,000.
You're kidding me.
And listen to this. If the horse wins on the weekend, they get a bonus of another $500,000 because the horse is a stallion.
It's worth $20 million.
It's a stallion. It's worth $20 million, and they get an extra $500,000 if it wins on Saturday.
My God.
Bingo. 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 And that horse doesn't have to do anything but entertain ladies for the next, 10 years?
It's not bad, is it?
Exactly. He never has to race again.
Oh, do you have much luck with the horses, Rach?
Do I have much luck? Look, I do. I don't bet the house for sure. Mm. So it means if I win, it's never like super duper amazing. But if I lose, it's never too painful.
How is your luck though? Have you ever won a meat raffle over the years, Rach? Or
yes, I did. Palm Beach Ari often score big time. Big time.
Beautiful.
And I double down if the seafood platter's on.
Oh, geez, that's not bad. That's not bad.
But as I'm getting into racing, I'm actually realising, I used to think it was only luck. Now I realise that luck is definitely in play. But, you know, this race that the 60 is running this weekend, the Longines Slipper, which I'm coming up on the form guide, I'm realising as I hear these stories that, you know, if this horse wins, he's worth $20 million the next day because he's proven the speeds in his genes. So obviously it's more than luck because it's, you know, how fast was your daddy, how fast was your mummy, how fast are you? You know, bingo, bingo. And then it's, you know, your jockeys and, of course, how good your trainers are. It can't be a coincidence that Gay may be on the verge of being the most winningest trainer, the slipper, with her seventh slipper.
I know.
That's a lot of money.
That's an unbelievable
lot of water
amount of
on the table.
That is a lot. Well, there is a lot of money in the Waterhouse family. It's been passed down from generation to generation.
But it's been earned generation to generation too.
It has.
It's not like English aristocracy.
Let's talk about your association with Michelle Payne. Of course, you're inspired by her Melbourne Cup win.
It was
unbelievable.
There's so many great stories that get thrown up in racing, and that was just one of them.
You were inspired by this. You wanted to create it. You're going to direct it. Have you done that already, or what's the go, Rach?
No, oh, my God, this process is slow. Unlike a horse race, which is over in, this is like two thunderous minutes, is it, or even less on Saturday. This is one of the fastest horse races in the world.
Yeah.
The movie-making process is very slow. So where Michelle's book, Life As I Know It, is coming out mid-April.
Right.
And that we have our writers and we start writing and then we start funding. And I'm meeting lots of, you know, trainers, owners and jockeys who will be calling saying, could I borrow your horse / trainer / jockey for...
Everything you've got.
You know, for these race days where I'll be filming.
Will you be putting the silks on it all during the movie, Rach? So you're too tall to be a jockey.
I don't think they make them in my size.
I would never be a jockey either.
No. Maybe I'll just get a set made for my loungewear at home.
That's better.
But yeah.
Well, we are very, very excited. Rach, always a pleasure to get you on. We always have a chuckle. You are an ambassador.
Are you going to come out? I'm taking the train on Saturday. Do you want to come on the fun train out to Rose Hill?
Oh, well, the party carriage.
Well, do you know what? We're actually missing out. We're working this Saturday, but I think we're going to go to the Doncaster at Randwick. I mean, the carnival is just amazing. And for anyone that wants to get out there, tickets are still available at theatc.com.au. It's an amazing day. I love the Golden Slipper. Rose Hill is such a great track.
And Rachel's committed to wearing undies.
I think it's lovely to kind of, I'm going to wear undies. Yeah. So anyone that was going to be put off by the lack of that, you're safe.
So just undies
and... In Melbourne, it's very important because it's very gusty out at Flemington, just saying.
Well done, Rach. Hey, have a great day. Good luck on the punt and we'll speak to you very soon, young lady.
You boys are lovely. Thanks for listening.
Front page of the paper. There is in stone Donald Trump. Things are going to plan for him, mate. He's moving well, isn't he?
He's on fire. Well, it looks like he's got it, basically.
Him versus Clinton?
Still saying it might take a couple of months before he wins the Republican race, but he's so far ahead now. He won Florida yesterday. He won three states yesterday.
Yep, had a big one.
Super Tuesday.
I love it the way he runs his campaign in front of the jet. Where he's got his plane in the backdrop and all these supporters there. It's just that big show of strength, a big show of American power. With his horrible hairstyle and his Hitler-like antics. His butler of 30 years has come out, Fitzy. Anthony. He's come and spoken about what it's like to hang out with...
Tony the butler.
Tony the butler. He's spoken about some of the intimate details of what life is like around the man himself, Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump lives in New York. Has he got, like, three levels at the Trump Towers? Is that where he lives?
He would.
Right.
I don't know. Anthony hasn't mentioned his address here. He says he only sleeps for 4 hours a night, Donald Trump. Insane. Doesn't have time for sleep, mate. He's too busy making money. He likes his steak well done, which is part of the detail
as
well.
That's interesting.
If he's in a bad mood, and we've seen him yell during his campaign trail, he wears a red hat. So this is how you tell what sort of mood Donald Trump's in. If you see him get up in the mornings wearing a red hat, don't come near him. If he's got a white hat on, you're more than welcome to go and chat with Donald Trump.
That's a pretty blatant sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
Red hat. Yeah. You don't want to mix them up in the wash, do you?
No, you don't. You don't want a pink hat.
That would throw the whole staff into chaos.
If he's wearing a pink hat, put a bit of Madonna on and you're up for a dance.
And blue is just what?
My God, yeah, code blue. Earlier this month, he walked through his living room and he asked Anthony to tell everybody the new thing that Donald likes to do is for everybody to rise. So Anthony's new message for the staff as he enters the room is all rise. Donald Trump will walk through.
Do you know what I'm picturing? You know, remember Coming to America, Eddie Murphy, where he was woken with an orchestra in his room.
And he has a bath.
He has a bath. The royal is clean, your highness.
When he plays golf, the butler, Anthony, said that quite often he would tell him his ball's gone further than it had actually gone because he's not a great golfer, but you got to obviously keep the king happy here.
Like a Kim Jong-il, where he's had 18 holes in one.
Yep, and don't question it, please. How's this? In his library, it's full of rare books. That's not the interesting part. At the end of the library sits a desk, and above that is a painting of himself dressed in tennis whites, which sits on the wall. But when they actually did it, Donald Trump demanded that a fake body or a more healthy-looking body be used in the painting. So it's not really a true representation of below the neck.
He's so sick, isn't he?
And you told me yesterday, Whip, that he doesn't drink. He's a teetotaler.
Doesn't drink at all.
Imagine, what do you do when you go around to his house?
Make money. What do you do?
Do you just look at all of the photos of him?
I'm not sure. Read some rare books. It was interesting, though, in his campaign, and this has been all over the news. This was yesterday. He's told a story about a snake, and it's in reference to immigration and migrants moving to the US, and we all know his stance and how racist he's been in the past, especially talking about the Hispanic communities in the US. So here's a moment, and how aggressive he delivers this story about the snake.
A tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake Her pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in. And I'll take care of you.
Yeah. Yelling at the crowd about his story. Mean? Well, the story goes on to say that the snake bit the person, and that's what the immigrants are going to be like in the US. We took you in with the expectation that you would be good to us.
To care for you. Yep. And then right. you've turned
but
on
But you
us.
Bit us. And I just feel like the where he's going
wrong.
Why
didn't you just
wrong?
Say, don't bite the hand that feeds?
It would have been shorter and more to the point, but clearly he likes the sound of his own voice.
I just feel, I mean, if he was to deliver that with, say, a bit of a nursery rhyme bed or something, and maybe a lullaby, say. Oh,
soften it up.
Yeah, soften it up a bit. Maybe right. put some music about it. This would be a better tone, I think, for...
Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
It doesn't ease the immigration problem.
I'm not going to sleep anytime soon if he's yelling at me.
He's still yelling.
Another season kicks off, 2016 NRL, and everyone's excited. And, you know, the first couple of rounds, the Rabbitohs are on fire. And I know you're a member at the Rabbitohs as well. And
can the Bunnies.
We sponsor them and, you know, we try to get... I try to get excited, but you know what, Whipper? I just keep thinking back that one time that I got to surprise you with by having Russell Crowe on the show.
Yep.
And do you remember what happened at the end of that call, mate?
There were promises made.
What are you like?
How genuinely excited you were about this offer.
Well,
when I spoke,
I spoke to GI last
token.
Night.
Greg Inglis?
Yeah.
What did GI say?
I don't know. I was training with Sammy Burgess.
Because you were doing the goanna, the dance at the front of his house.
I was.
Which was weird.
He came out and said, stop that.
He That's called weird. The cops on you.
So I was tasered, and then GI said, come in here, mate. We'll have a chat.
What did he say?
He said, why are you crying? And I said, because of false promises. I was doing the goanna for probably 45 minutes out the front
of his house. Yeah, I know. It's weird. And you didn't have any clothes on, which was even weird.
I was just dragging it through the sand.
You left a trail.
Okay. But I sat on the couch at GI's and Sutton came over as well and we were crying. We were
Johnny
all crying.
Sats. Yeah.
In the nude on the couch?
Yeah,
at least put some plastic
It was a really
down.
Strange night. I didn't expect it for a Wednesday.
Because I was there. I had dinner at the Burgess Brothers.
Oh, did
house.
You?
Is Mrs. Burgess still dating Russell Crowe?
We knocked off three cows and a couple of chickens. That's right. How much those boys eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they
were you
said,
crying as well?
Well, they just said, look, you're going to have to go through Russell's people. And, look, I've been ringing management. We don't know what
promises.
To do.
False promises.
Whipper and I like to sit down in front of the piano sometimes. Last night, you got the acoustic guitar out, and we just started playing. Oh, this is a piano as well. There's a piano as well.
Well, he promised he'd take us to a Rabbitohs game. It's never happened.
Well, Lucas Graham's song, 7 years old. We just want to do a tribute to Russell Crowe, and let's hope that it gets out there. Rusty, this is for you, mate.
Once we spoke to Russell Crowe and Rusty told us.
A little bit later in the year when I get home and I've got some time to actually go to the footy, why don't you come to the football with me and we'll have a bit of a night.
That was a couple of years ago. In this celebrity world, there's no one bigger. He's got an Oscar, the bloke's a heavy hitter. He doesn't mind a drink or two, just ask his liver. Even Whipper said he'd let Rusty kiss his sister.
No, I didn't.
We just want Russell Crowe, just a quick meet. Just to have a chat, we'll supply the dories. We just want Russell Crowe.
Remember, Rusty, we've still got to get out to a Rabbitohs game.
Rome wasn't built in a day, mate.
I started his running club, but he's oblivious. I'll call my second kid Maximus Meridius. We'll fly your hoverboard, get rid of paparazzi. I've shaved my head to romper stomper as a neo-Nazi. I dressed as Kylie, we wore the Rabbitohs colours on Ancestry.com. I'm related to the Burgess Brothers. Something about your glory, we wanna hear your stories. This is our last chance before the cops deem it predatory. Let's we go for Russell Crowe. We'd babysit your kids, we'll look after your farm in Coffs Harbour. What's the goal, Russell Crowe?
Oh no, that's Russell.
You're kidding me.
Mate.
He's ringing now.
What do I do?
You got to answer it.
Oh, man.
Could be an invite.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, all of Hollywood's talking. The whisper is you've written a song about me. You boys want to go to a Rabbitohs game?
Yeah, that's what the whole song's about. We'd love to, Rusty.
Well, you're not invited! Mate. You are not invited to the Rabbitohs!
Okay, all right, mate. All right, Russell.
Not invited!
Thanks, mate.
Strength and honour. I like chicks. See ya.
You're on air. Fitzy and
Willow. A little bit nervous at the moment because if you've just tuned in, we put a song together for Russell Crowe just a couple of years ago. There was a proposal that he said that we could maybe come out to a Rabbitohs game. Mm-hmm. That hasn't eventuated yet. We've received a phone call.
I can't believe
amazing.
This. Is this for real?
Amazing.
All right, hang on a minute. Morgan Freeman was meant to be on the other day and it wasn't Morgan Freeman. Is this really Russell Crowe?
Is this Russell Crowe?
Are we...
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm a little bit nervous. They're just talking to him at the moment.
We just received a call.
He wrote on Twitter, I'm listening.
Yes.
That was the first indication that maybe the man himself could be tuned into the show.
And then Millie's just taken a call that... Russell Crowe is on the phone
now. I think we've got him now. Russell Crowe, you there, mate?
Hey, mate.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, it's not even Christmas time. I can't believe this. Rusty, an absolute honour. Welcome to the Fitzy and Whipper Show.
Cool. I just wanted to clarify something.
Oh, no.
You have been invited multiple times. Mm-hmm. It was you that chose to get married instead of go to the footy, yeah. Right? Not me.
Great mistake.
You put your priorities in a certain way.
Yep.
Then you had the baby that time.
Sorry.
And chose, you know, to be present for the instead of being at the footy.
I yep. told him
again.
Yep.
It was your priority. You made the choice.
Whoops. Yeah. On two occasions, I've made bad decisions. I can't believe
it. It is one of those hypotheticals, one of those dilemmas. I mean, do you play a game for the Rabbitohs or do you go to the birth of your child? I think it's right up there with one of those, Russell.
Well, if you talk to any South Sydney member, it's very definitely an yeah. extreme choice to have to make.
I mean, if Lisa was there and she's giving birth and just screaming to the heavens, you're trying to push
well,
a baby
you know, we
out.
We could have made it the halftime show. We could have involved the rest of the country in it.
That's
but
not
no,
bad.
We wanted to be selfish and keep it private.
Oh, no. I made the wrong call. But, I mean, Rusty, you must be fired up. The bunnies are flying.
Well, yeah. We thought it was a good time.
They're doing... it's been a very, very... good start, yes.
Yeah, very good start. I mean, you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but you've scored 70-odd points in two games, and that's why we thought we'd put the song together and just maybe just extend the hand again, yep. Russell. And
I mean, what's happening on Sunday? I think the Bunnings have got
St George, 4 o'clock kickoff at the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Is that right? You know what? I'm just having a quick look here. I don't have a marriage or a child being born. I'm free this Sunday. I don't know about you, Fitzy,
I'm making a rash assumption that you boys are probably already members of the Sydney Cricket Ground, aren't you?
Correct.
Yep.
Correct, Amanda, we are.
So you can just waltz right in.
we don't
need a special invitation. You're already members.
But it doesn't come with the same feeling. It doesn't come with the love that I've
Well, I can invite you as a member of the Sydney Cricket Ground. You are welcome to come on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
But we want
to sit in the sumptuous members' stand.
Yep.
And enjoy the game. But sure, if you want to pop in and say good day, man, it'd be a pleasure to have you guys watch the footy with me.
Oh, wow. You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
Wow, there
what,
it is.
This Sunday, we're going to have a beer and we're going to watch a footy together, yeah?
Yeah, I don't actually drink while I'm watching footy. I find the two things don't mix very well. I get a little passionate. I save the drinks for afterwards.
Oh, wow. This is just,
okay.
I mean, I don't need to think about it. I mean, if that's okay,
Can
Russell.
Can you apologise to GI as well for Whipper doing the goanna out the front of his house last night to try to get his attention?
No, you're going to have to do that yourself.
That is amazing. How long are you in town for, Russell?
Just a couple of weeks. Funnily enough, my schedule changed because I don't know if you heard or not. My cousin Martin, former cricket player, died. So I came.
Sorry to hear, mate.
Back for the funeral, and you know it was a big family event and stuff like that. So I sort of instead of rushing straight back, I'm just having some time at home with the kids and getting a little bit of Sydney summer. I just wish the bloody sun would come out. It was apparently super sunny while I was away, and it came back and it's cloudy. Just need to work on the tan.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, mate.
How's the rig looking at the moment, Russ?
Mate, for an old boy, it's coming along. Seriously, I was 121.6 kilos in the first week of August last year.
Yeah.
And I did a movie called The Nice Guys where I wanted to be the physical juxtaposition of Ryan Gosling. So that means I had to eat a couple of sheep.
Is he as gorgeous?
I'm clawing my way back from that. So I'm about 98 at the moment.
Is he as gorgeous in real life as we see him on the screen, Russell?
I tell you, mate, that kid is a comic genius. He's great company. He's really smart. He loves what he does, and he gets it. He asks all the right questions. But working with him was such a treat. Mm. Do you know what corpsing means?
No.
Corpsing is a theatrical term for laughing inappropriately.
Yes.
I remember, for example, being on stage at the Ensemble Theatre once, and a lady had an angina attack, so we had to stop the show. And when the show restarted, my very next line, I hadn't even thought about it, my very next line was in a Geordie accent, and from here, I can see the cemetery. And I just lost it. I absolutely just... I'm literally rolling on the floor, slapping the ground, crying with laughter.
No.
Yeah, that's corpsing, you know.
Oh,
you can take,
it.
The 49 films or whatever I did prior to working with Ryan.
Yeah.
The amount of times I corpsed on camera in total over all those films would be less than per week working with Ryan.
Wow. When do we get to see the film?
How to make me laugh. It's very, very funny.
When's the film out, Rusty? When can we see it?
Comes out in America on May the 20th. There's a red band trailer online for those that are over 18 and can deal with swearing.
Okay.
There's a red band trailer. If you just put in The Nice Guys red band trailer, and you'll get a little bit of a flavour of how crazy that movie is.
That is amazing.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. So can I
just ask, Russell, were you listening to the show or did someone let you know that we were talking about you?
I was actually I just finished talking to my kids because I'm on the way to school. I was just scrolling through Twitter and the announcement that he had some problem with me was coming up. So then I went, put on the radio, found 969. And I was actually going to put a thing saying, look, I would respond, but it wasn't funny enough. I thought that would be too cruel for a Thursday morning.
I think you're probably spot on there, mate. I think you're spot on.
Russell.
So just the boys going to the footy on Sunday, yeah?
Well, there'll be, the family will be there. But you're welcome to join in, for sure.
Okay. Oh,
that's amazing.
We're
going to
keep in contact.
Thank you. Can't wait for this weekend.
Have a great day, boys.
Thanks,
Rusty. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
It's Ian Whipper.